The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome to 2021. And last year, the idea was to have 2020 vision, but little do we know, little could we see the future, what 2020 would bring. And maybe it's a little silly, but when I think of, for me, the obvious thing to think about being this year, 2021, it's the year for us to become adults, for maybe our society, our country, our world, to step into some greater maturity, maybe because of the challenges we've gone through this last year. And certainly I think it's supportive and healthy and empowering to wish something like that, that given all the challenges of last year, that we're interested in incorporating them or using them as a fuel and catalyst for further growth on maturation and development, certainly along the Buddhist path of freedom and compassion. So may it be so that we continue to grow and mature into a kind of cultural maturity together, into adulthood, cultural adulthood. So the Brahma-viharas, these four, what I think of as four qualities of love or expressions of love. And in the teachings of the Buddha, Brahma-vihara specifically refers to the meditation practice on these four states. We practice them in daily life, and in some ways they're not unique to Buddhism at all. Friendliness, goodwill is everywhere, hopefully. Compassion, I think most people, most cultures celebrate compassion, appreciate its value, and celebrating with people is a great human custom. And maybe they don't call it mudita or the complicated word appreciative joy, but people celebrate together all the time. Equanimity might not be as common, especially equanimity as a kind of love, but of all four of these are a meditation practice and teachings of the Buddha. What it means is an amazing thing. It's really kind of an astounding thing that these four wonderful qualities of love can pervade and characterize the whole quality of one's mind and heart and very being. It's almost as if you're okay with the word pure, we can live in a kind of mind that's pure love, or heart that's pure love, that's freed itself from ill will and cruelty and any kind of selfish forms of being in relationship with other people that might look like love, but just kind of complicated by selfishness. There's no selfishness whatsoever. And it's possible to have this purity with no selfishness, no self-preoccupation or self-conceit or attachment, and have it be the primary focus, primary absorption of concern for the mind and the heart. Just like in deep concentration with meditation on the breathing and the goodness that comes from that becomes what we absorb, get absorbed in. So we can get absorbed in love. And this is kind of an astounding thing, a beautiful thing, that human beings have this capacity. And to appreciate that this capacity and this we have it, and we don't have to leave it to chance. We could cultivate and develop it. And in this regard, I think it's interesting to consider whether love, goodwill, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity, are they an emotion? Are they emotions? Are they attitudes? Are they motivations? Or are they decisions that we make, choices we make? And, you know, I'm not sure how to answer those questions myself, except to say it's probably a bit of all of those. And but it's the last one is the one that may be the most surprising, that these are also a decision. It's a choice to make. And it's a choice to make that's easier to make if we've cultivated or discovered or recognized our innate capacity for love, for care, for compassion that lives in us. And that capacity, there are other innate things. We have innate capacities for cruelty and hostility. But those are more of the surface mind, the surface heart. They're more states of agitation. And to have the agitation quiet and experience these, and I think of love in its purity, is a state of profound well-being and peace. Even compassion has a sweetness to it. If it's pure compassion, without selfishness and self-concern and agitation. And so in that they're already here for us, or at least as a capacity, as a potential, when we start recognizing it's there, to choose that, to choose love over hostility, to choose love over being mean and mean words, to choose love an affirmation rather than negation, to support people and build them up rather than tear them down, to appreciate them and what's good in them so that can grow and develop. Don't be too focused on what's not so good in them, and because sometimes what we focus on is what we feed and develop. And so a decision, a choice, to love more. Let's love. Let's choose to be friendly. Let's choose to be caring. But be careful it isn't another agitation, another should, another obligation, but rather it's a manifestation. We're allowing for something to manifest, which is already here, an impulse, a feeling, a desire, a form of wisdom. That so it becomes more innate, in a sense, than it is... It's a choice, but it's a choice to connect to something that's here and allow it to manifest than it is to manufacture it. And in this regard, these Brahma-viharas, when they have a kind of purity or fullness in them, are also a manifestation of freedom. And they're closely related to the Buddhist path of freedom. Independent of cultivating the Brahma-viharas, the more free we become in meditation or in Buddhist practice or in life, most people find that there's a natural impulse to be compassionate, to care, to love. And as we become more loving, that tends to bring more freedom. Love is a kind of a antidote. It's a kind of a solvent for attachments. Love is a solvent for fear and hostility we might be carrying with us. Love is a solvent for fear, for resistance. And so whether we're on the path for freedom and then discover love comes along, or we're on the path of love and we discover freedom comes along, this freedom and love go hand in hand. And one of its most mature forms is this equanimity Brahma-vihara, where we have a deep, deep love, fullness of love that's almost synonymous with peace, where it just we're so at ease and peaceful with what's there, and non-reactive, unactivated by the eight worldly winds of gain and loss, praise and blame, pain and suffering, pain and pleasure, success and failure, that these things can happen to us, all these worldly winds, but because the love is so stable, it doesn't agitate the love. There's a peacefulness and ease with it. We stay free. freedom protects our love, and love protects our freedom. So it's partly a decision, and it's a wonderful decision. It's a decision that maybe is itself an expression of our freedom. So may this year, 2021, be one of greater and greater love and care. If we're going to have a better world for everyone, I believe it needs to include love. It needs to include our friendship and goodwill. If it doesn't, then I don't really think we can really make a better world for ourselves. And so let this world, this new good world, develop in 2021, starting with you. Don't sit around expecting and waiting for someone else to make the world better. Each of us is the agent for the new world for 2021. May we bring our love, our care, our freedom, and our goodness, generosity, out into this world for this year. Thank you very much.